Welcome back to Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. As we make the transition from college hoops to the pros, we are delighted to bring a special guest to the program. Chris Marlowe is the voice of the Denver Nuggets on Altitude Sports and Entertainment. And Chris, I thank you very much for taking time out with us this week. I've got to start. I get a little sappy about this stuff. I know it's not the focus of the Nuggets, but I was so fascinated about your return to Philadelphia last week and AI going back on that court and seeing him kiss the Sixers logo. Did it affect the whole team, or was it pretty much just AI's moment they needed to get it over with and move on?
Well, I think it was AI's moment for sure, but I think the team and the broadcasters and the staff really got caught up in the moment. It was a game I'll never forget. He took off the headset when he walked in just so you could hear what was going on, and I've never heard anything like that of a player going back to his former team. And it was just an incredible evening. It had a chance to be the perfect NBA evening if he makes that final shot. He didn't, and the Nuggets lost. But all in all, it was a fantastic return for Allen. I think it was a great moment for the NBA. And the part I really enjoyed the most was when he took the high road and walked over and embraced his former coach, Maurice Cheeks. You know, there had been bad blood between those two. He hadn't talked to him since December of 2006 when the trade went down. And he had enough guts to go over and shake his hand and realize the moment. And I just thought that was really terrific.
Jim, let me ask you, and then I want to get Chris's take as well. The Nuggets playing good basketball. In the East, they'd be running away with a high seed in the playoffs. Unfortunately, they're in the West. The impact that Iverson has had on the Nuggets and on the Western Conference, is it what you expected, or is there more to come from this team as far as from your perspective from the opponent's side?
Well, I think they're just going to do nothing but get better as a basketball team. And, you know, chemistry is a funny thing, and we talk about it all the time on the program. But when the Nuggets are playing at their highest level, and, you know, they're just tough to beat. And, you know, the player that I enjoy watching is Camby. I think Camby is just a freak out there, and what he does and blocking shots, grabbing rebounds, intimidation, and if you play off of him, he'll knock down a little jump shot. I think they're a tough matchup, and they're going to be a difficult out if they can get in. And, back in my heart, I'm pulling for him, but I don't want to see him.
Chris, wanted to get your take on Kenyon Martin's importance. You know, he played very, very well Toronto the other night. You know, he's the guy that maybe doesn't get as much publicity as the other top-end guys on the team, but he seems to be the ultimate glue guy who can also score a little bit as well. Your sense on what Kenyon Martin brings to the table there?
Well, I think he has been one of the two big surprises for the Denver Nuggets this year since he sat out virtually all of last year with his second microfracture surgery. I think he and J.R. Smith have been really the keys to the nice season the Nuggets have had. Kenyon, you weren't really sure what to expect from him. You know, in New Jersey, when he played his best, he was a runner. He was a jumper, getting out on the break, playing tough defense, blocking shots. And now that he's come back to the Nuggets, that's exactly what he's doing. He's added a toughness to the group. He's a great on-ball, one-on-one defender. I mean, he might be the only guy in the league that can guard a player like Tim Duncan or a player like Carlos Boozer one-on-one without help. And he has just been terrific. He's been focused. He has been great in the locker room. And it's just been a complete turnaround from 2 years ago. So I would say, you know, his contribution to the team has been terrific. You know, you can almost count on him for a double-double every night now and good defense.
Yeah, Chris, you've got such a great perspective from the front row, so to speak. And I look at this ball club, and there are so many big personalities. You talk about Iverson and Carmelo Anthony and Marcus Camby, Kenyon Martin, of course, George Karl's coach. And again, they're very good. They're in the thick of it. But you'd almost expect with all those guys for them to be even a bigger kind of national presence and national story. Is there something, is there a piece still missing, or is it just a question of the competition's too tough in the West?
You know, the competition is terrific in the West. And so that is why the Nuggets are where they are at this point in time. Now, George Karl won't say it, but if you interview me, which you are, you know, the Nuggets had two serious injuries this year to Nene and Chucky Atkins. Nene is 6'11", 250. He's the most physical player on the team and really the only post-up player the Nuggets have. So when they lost him, they really lost their inside game. And Chucky Atkins, when he's right, is the best outside shooter on the team. So, You know, the Nuggets have a lot of talent. They have a lot of great one-on-one players. But when you take those two elements off the Denver Nuggets team, Nene and Chucky Atkins, I think we would have won another 5 to 7 games. You know, we should be at 50 wins right now with those two in the lineup. And without them, you know, we're struggling to make the playoffs.
Jim, you know, you look at the Nuggets, and for some reason, fair or not, you know, you have this perception of a team that doesn't play quite enough D to play with some of the other great teams in the West. Can their style overcome, or from you, again, from the opposition side, do they have to get a little better on defense before they're going to handle the big boys in the West?
Well, their offense is their defense, and when they're flying up and down the floor and knocking down shots, you cannot score with them. So teams, when they play the Nuggets, they try to find a way to dummy down their offense and slow the pace and measure their possessions. You don't want to run with these guys. And as Chris said, you know, when you get Kmart out there being an intimidator and with that scowl on his face and telling you don't bring that stuff in there, and you got Cammy backing him up, and you got Nahara coming off the bench and Lakeza. I mean, they're deep. And, you know, he mentioned J.R. Smith is a wonderful, talent who's developing. You know, they have the hand, but once again, you know, how do you get this day in, day out, and guys don't get bored or complacent with what they're trying to do in order to, you know, to be competitive and win a championship and, you know, and move up in the race. And the West is just, you know, say wacky these days. And but they've got a wonderful basketball team, and I'm confident that they'll find a way to do it.
The Nuggets can play defense. They're a very good defensive team when they want to be. The issue this year, I mentioned the injuries, but the issue has been motivation for this team. They don't always bring it. They don't always come to play. When they are motivated, they have three or four very good defensive players. We're a little small in the backcourt, which makes it a problem when we play a team that's got a McGrady or a Rip Hamilton. But generally, when this team is motivated, they can block shots, they can get steals, they can play defense, and I think that's going to be a key going down the stretch.
Chris Marlowe is the play-by-play voice of the Denver Nuggets for Altitude Sports and Entertainment. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this week. We take a quick commercial break. Back with more right after this.